Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we begin with our Backpack to School Challenge and the various distributions of backpacks and school supplies coming up in the Chippewa Valley and also in Liberia, West Africa. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, on Friday afternoon of this week, the giving wound down as a donation of $800 helped take us to $20,000. Yes, a $7,200 head start from our generous business sponsors. And then above and beyond that, listeners throughout the week were asked to try to match that, see if we could double it. We did, and then some, and then a very successful Thursday and Friday, reaching the 20,000 mark in our Backpack to School Challenge for the first time ever. And this money will completely go to three organizations. One of them is the Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. We'll, in a moment, hear from Pastor Mike Houle and his wife, Tricia Houle, from Valley Vineyard, who joined us in studio on Thursday on WWIB. That'll be from 12:30 to 2:30 at Valley Vineyard Church, their distribution of backpacks and school supplies, 910 Bridgewater Avenue in Chippewa Falls on Sunday, August 17th. The next day, August 18th, We Care Eau Claire, a variety of churches partnering together and organizations with the distribution from 4 to 7 p.m. at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire, looking to serve some 2,400 kids this year. Valley Vineyard, I think, shooting for 1,000. And finally, in Liberia, West Africa, where Executive Director Peggy Halverson with us a couple of times, both on the air Friday morning and afternoon. She'll be headed there to Liberia for 3 weeks in September. My wife, Peggy, and again in Liberia, we've worked with them the last couple of years where $50 means we can provide backpacks and school supplies and even a necessary pair of shoes to two kids. And so many will be served there. And we begin, though, by letting you know more about the Backpack to School Challenge as we go back to our conversation with Trish and Mike Houle from Valley Vineyard this past Thursday, starting with our Caleb Swenson. Says it sounds like it's going to be a hive of activity come Sunday, August 17th at Valley Vineyard.
It sure is. And we're getting ready for it right now. We're getting our supplies will come in tomorrow, and then it's sorting. And a week from today, actually, our Chi-High girls tennis team will come in and have 1,200 backpacks packed in less than 2 hours.
Mike, you say that the tennis team, they've really grown to look forward to this.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Every year I check in, they say, of course. And I think the reality that they can see is it's their fellow students. It's maybe they've seen, like, they help out like at Hillcrest or their elementary schools or even the middle school, and they become aware of it, you know. And I think as you get older, even as a teenager, you start to become aware of kids' needs. And they're just... it's a heart for the community. I know the Cardinals do this every year in every sport, but this has become their thing. There's a lot of joy. It's actually selfish on my part to get to be there that day to kind of like, quote, supervise, because just watching how they serve is just an amazing blessing.
And I also want to quick give a shout out to our Chi-High cheer team. They come and do all the behind the scenes sorting of all, because there's an incredible amount of time that goes into sorting all the things to get them ready. And they come and do all our behind the scenes work.
Fantastic.
So 1,200, at least 1,200 backpacks filled with school supplies to be given away on the 17th. And I know just anybody who comes, and you don't turn people away. You were mentioning off the air getting calls from other organizations saying, hey, our funding's been cut or this or that. We're saying, if you have any extra, if there's anything you could spare. I mean, so very likely going well beyond 1,200 students supplied. And you've seen the need increase and increase year after year. And we all see that inflation is making it difficult. And I'm sure with your food pantry as well, too, that you have at Valley Vineyard, you see this. These are working families, people in our community who are probably working 40-hour-a-week jobs, maybe multiple jobs, but there's just not enough.
Exactly. We've seen such an increase of folks coming through our food pantry where sometimes families are now having to live like two or three families in a household because they haven't been able to sustain their household. And they're sometimes now working two, three, even four jobs and still are not making ends meet. Our numbers through our food pantry have gone up triple over the last 6 months to a year. Yeah. And so we are expecting our numbers to
increase
dramatically.
Yeah, with the backpack too. I think that's the beauty of it. And it's really, to me, the stories of the one. You know, we talk about big numbers, right?
Yeah.
But seeing the story of the one child being effective. Every year I see a child not know what a tag is because they've never seen anything new. And yeah. I don't think we realize the blessing that we can do just by that simple act.
And one of the things I love is we play some of the sound bites from you even earlier in the week is when you talk about this is not just a Chippewa Falls thing. You see it from all over the area, Chippewa County.
Correct.
Maybe even beyond.
I know we're the only, I think we're the largest, and we might be the only one left in Chippewa County that does school supplies right now. So I'm pretty sure that there isn't, you know, I'd say not much competition for this. And we see people come all the way from Boyceville, and we've seen people come from Menominee and, you know, from around the area just in need. And we, like we said, we never turn anybody away. We don't ask those type of questions. And it's interesting because most people I'll say are the people that are working hard but just can't quite make it.
Yeah.
And so we see from all over the area. So it's amazing to see. It's a blessing. We've seen a lot of people come from Lake Holcomb. Actually, that's become a bigger outreach to us as well.
What is the reaction like? And maybe from the children getting the backpacks and school supplies, but also from their caregivers, whether it be parents or grandparents, guardians. What's that reaction like when you can come alongside them and help relieve a bit of that, how am I going to provide this? What's that reaction like?
Sometimes it's pure shock. Sometimes it's like Michael said, we've seen so many children who have never seen a tag. And to know, like, I've had kids open just a plain old notebook and know that all the pages are there. Mm. Or that they see crayons with all of them in a box. And simple things that I know my children took for granted. And to be able to have things that are new is just an amazing... I come out of it just... crying the whole day.
Yeah. I think the crazy part is every year we have like one mom is overstressed that's come in. You can see it. You know, they have like three kids and she's just, you know, a single mom trying to do her best. Yes. And you can just see it. And we had one last year who was just really kind of like, you can tell she's just frustrated because one kid was crying, two kids were fighting, you know, just the classic moment, you know, like she's trying to maintain them. And we had like one of our volunteers come over next to her and just like walk her through the whole thing. And she didn't quit crying from the time it started to the time it got done.
Hmm.
And I'm not a hugger. And she came up to me and like hit my bubble and like just gave me a massive hug. I'm like, oh, okay. And I say that to say like, she was just overwhelmed. She just didn't know what to do. And that is way more of the story than what we hear about.
Mike and Trish Houle from Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls, looking ahead to their backpack school supply distribution coming up. Sunday, August 17th, 12:30 to 2:30 at Valley Vineyard Church, 910 Bridgewater Avenue in Chippewa Falls. The very next day, We Care Eau Claire is going to have their distribution from 4 to 7 in the evening at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire. Julie Smith of Valley Brook Church and We Care Eau Claire, volunteer coordinator, telling us that they line up hours ahead of that, and one volunteer is masked with each family who comes to receive the backpack and school supplies for the kids in their household. And while they served some 1,800 kids last year, Julie says the goal this year is as many as 2,400. Their website, WeCareEauClaire.com, says 5 years of We Care Eau Claire, 6,301 backpacks with school supplies given out. They'll look to increase that by 2,400 this year. And our third partner, Teamwork Africa, you can learn more at teamworkafrica.org with, again, the dimension to the Backpack to School Challenge having an international flavor for the third year now. Meanwhile, with kids going back to school, with the rise in youth mental health issues across the state, experts are urging parents to make their kids' mental health a top priority this back-to-school season. The end of summer can be filled with anxiety for some students preparing for a new academic year. Molly Shea with the Wisconsin chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says stigma often makes it difficult to seek out assistance, but normalizing conversations about mental health can set kids up for success this school year.
For parents, it is important to have conversations with their children around mental health and mental illness so that we can start to normalize these discussions and reduce the stigma around asking for help.
Nearly half of Wisconsin's female high school students report feeling sad and hopeless nearly every day, while male youth have high rates of suicide. Shea says NAMI Wisconsin's online back-to-school resources include a self-paced course designed to help parents and caregivers find out where to seek help and how to ask for assistance. Shea says it can be difficult to differentiate mental health challenges from normal developmental changes. She underscores the importance of early intervention and advises parents to consult their pediatrician or a school counselor if they notice their child has difficulty adjusting to new schedules. They also say intervention is necessary for unusual behavior like changes in sleeping, eating, or social habits.
When children and teens go back to school, that can bring a change in routine with new classes and new classmates and new teachers, and that environment can really impact mental health.
Dr. Nicole Brady, Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare Student Resources, says if parents notice their children in serious distress or talking about self-harm, they should call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline right away.
Validate their feelings, validate their emotions. Sometimes just listening can go a long way, and it really tells your kids that it is safe to talk to you about their mental health. So if concerns escalate, they're more likely to come back.
Brady explains establishing good habits and consistent routines while maintaining a healthy diet can improve mental health. She says it's important to balance extracurricular activities with academic demands, and parents should always be monitoring for signs of stress. Finally, this past Friday, International Cat Day, I got a chance to pay a visit to Shelly Sheppel. She is the founder and owner of Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe and Boutique.
Something new that you've got coming up is Craig's Closet, which is sort of a pantry for pet food.
That's correct. We are affiliated with the Eau Claire Humane Association. They have a pet food pantry out at their location, but this will be a second site that people in our downtown community or closer to this area will be able to access. And we are driven off of donations. So we're always looking for donations of either new or slightly clean used items. And that can include any pet items, food, litter, toys, bowls, leashes, pretty much anything that you might have. Please bring it in as a donation. And we are opening our doors to anybody in need to come in and get free pet food and supplies.
That's amazing. You know, I know through Feed My People, they do an amazing job, obviously, helping provide for various individuals and pantries in around 14 different counties. And I think probably from time to time, there is pet food that's included. But you guys are, you know, as Mr. Kitties, obviously. Now, will you have just cat food? Or?
Nope, we'll have cat food, dog food, pretty much anything that's donated. So we even have some hamster and guinea pig supplies that have been donated already. So literally anything that is a pet, if we have the supplies, you're welcome to come and get what you need, basically.
And during tough economic times, I mean, certainly people, you know, it's food for the humans, but right there alongside 1A is, you know, feeding their beloved cats and dogs and pets. And so what a huge blessing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that'll actually give up their own dinner so that their dog or cat can eat, and we don't want to see that happen. And we also don't want people to have to surrender their pet because of lack of need or lack of, you know, they may have a hard week, a hard month, a hard year where they just don't have the opportunity to feed their pet the way they should or supply for them. So we want to help that need.
Now, beyond that, I guess you know, what came first was Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe and Boutique. How long have you been operating?
So we've been here since April of last year, so about 15 months that we've been in operation. And we are on adoption number 287 right now of kitties that we found homes for. And again, we partner with the Eau Claire Humane Association, so all our cats come from them. And so when people come in here, most people come in just to relax and enjoy the atmosphere and a purring cat on their lap. But we do have a lot of people that come in looking for a companion. So we're here for that.
Talking with you on this very hot and humid Friday afternoon, August 8th, and nice air conditioning in here, really nice. And I have to say, when I first came in here several weeks ago, I mean, I'd not been in here before, and it was my impression that there were just going to be cats everywhere. That's not how it works,
is it? Nope, it's not how it works at all. One side is a Cat-themed boutique. We have 29 local artists that have cat-themed merchandise in here. Many of them are children. So we give local artists an opportunity to showcase their cat-themed merchandise. We have a coffee boutique where you can come in and get coffee and sweet treats. We have board games if people want to come in and just hang out, like you said, in the air conditioning, maybe get a cool drink and play a game. We have a wall of windows to look into our cat lounge. But if you decide to go in the cat lounge, you can sign a waiver and pay a small fee. Go in the cat lounge and hang out with anywhere from 13 to 20 kitties. And they're all adoptable, with the exception of three resident cats. Theo, Leo, and Cleo live here.
How appropriate that we're doing this interview today, because I'm just remembering it is International Cat Day.
I did not know that. I didn't even know it was International Cat Day.
How could I possibly be informing the cat lady about
that? I did not know that. We were actually focusing on Theo, our resident cat. It's his birthday next Saturday. So we've been focusing our efforts on how we're going to celebrate his birthday. And we are actually giving the public an opportunity to make a donation to Craig's Closet in exchange for half off of the cat lounge next weekend. So Friday and Saturday, if you come in with a donation for the pet food pantry, you can go in and visit our kitties for half price in honor of Theo's birthday.
And what is the normal price?
The normal price ranges from, you can do $5 for 15 minutes, $10 for a half an hour. Our full hour includes a beverage or sweet treat, and that ranges anywhere from $10 to $15, depending upon when you come in.
Terrific. Shelley, thanks so much. We wish you the best, and not only with the ongoing work of Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe and Boutique here on Farwell and Eau Claire, but also with the opening of Craig's Closet. When do you anticipate it being open?
Well, they're going to put in some interior shelving and section off a part of it this weekend. So we're hoping in the next couple weeks we'll have it fully stocked and ready to open the doors. We will get it out there in the public. We'll probably be on the news and stuff once we get it actually opened and do our little ribbon cutting. And we'll get the word out that we're open to the public, so people in the meantime can still come in. We do have supplies, so if anybody's in need, please stop in and we'll still do our best to help you. Even though the supplies aren't physically in the closet yet, we do have stuff downstairs we can dole out.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for interviewing me.
Shelley Sheppel, the owner of Mr. Kitty Cat Cafe and Boutique on Farwell Street in Eau Claire, 502 South Farwell Street. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.